This is the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Nat's Landing. Now, here is your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's, where we will be each and every week on Wednesday night, 7:30, for the entire season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show, sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, and by Nat's Landing. And now, joining us, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick. All right, so you're eating dinner. That must mean that you won the bye week.
We won
because,
the bye
because week. We know only winners get to eat.
That's right.
Frederick Academy Coaching
Show. Yeah, that's it. So I get to eat tonight.
There you go. So we're halfway through the week leading up to our return from the bye week. How's practices been this week?
I thought it's been pretty sharp. I told the kids that today. We put a lot of stuff in. We've got some wrinkles on offense. Having Thomas back allowed us to do a few things. And then defensively, I thought we were pretty much zoned in. Yesterday, put in two defenses. We got two different packages, so the kids have done a good job getting prepared for it. I think they've done a good job in the bye week and this week so far. We're healthy going into it. I feel like the kids are ready to get playing. They told me they really missed football after I gave them 2 days off, like they didn't know what to do. So they were like, Coach, this is great. We're back. And so We've had a good week, and we just got to go out and execute Friday night and take care of our business.
All right, so who do you think is more excited for Thomas Beal to be back, Thomas Beal or Bryce Riley and Jordan Triple?
I think Thomas is pretty excited. He talked a little bit about it. I asked, how much you're going to let me play on defense and all that stuff. I said, he talked to Coach Barnes a little bit about it there earlier. And Coach Barnes told him, said, listen, you're going to play as much as you want to. You got five games that are guaranteed. You're a senior. You're going to play. Same thing on offense. We're just going to be smart in what we do on offense. Not a lot of quarterback run and any of that stuff like we've been able to do heavy the last couple of weeks with Bryce and Jordan. But, we're going to execute the offense. We put in a few things to make us a little bit more dynamic. Got some guys back that we can stretch the field with. You move Bryce back. That's a guy that can stretch the field. You move Blake back to some spots and do a few things.
John Phillips Spears going to finally get a completion.
He got a lot of handoffs today. So, and then we made one move at the end of practice today. And then he was like, Coach, I can't believe you're going to hand him the ball. And then he was like, I said, John Phillips, I've been handing you the ball all day. JP, I'm like, I'm not sure why you. And he goes, that's a good point. I have carried the ball like 20 times a day at practice. So he got thinking about it, and just kind of funny. But we've moved some guys around. We had a lot of offensive sets today. We're just going to get everybody on the field. Everybody's got to get a good reps and get ready to play. And I think our guys have done a good job.
How much of that is just because you've got the ability to do that again with Thomas being back versus getting it installed at the last minute before you start region play so that the opposing teams in the region don't have any film to take a look at?
Well, that's a big thing. I told the kids today we're not showing everything that we put in, but we've repped it pretty continuously all week and got a few things. I thought, we'll throw a few things out there for them to chase after us and try to and prepare for. But for the most part, a lot of the stuff we've been doing this week is looking down the road, and I feel like our kids can execute. And the first part of the week, we looked at what we needed to do against Memorial. We're not real sure exactly what they're going to give us on the defensive front. Could be a four-man, could be a five-man, and that's the key. I told the guys they got to communicate and come off the football, and knock them off the ball, and we're going to run the football early on and set up a passing game, and then we can attack down the field. So it's nothing that we're going to change up. I feel like we're the better team going in this Friday, and we should go out there and show it.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Easing Thomas back into the game, we're going to probably still see at least a couple of plays with Bryce under center or Jordan getting the snap direct.
We've worked Thomas the last 2 weeks getting every snap. If we need them to go in emergency-wise, we're going to. But right now, I think they know. We know what they can do, and So if we have to go back to them going in there and playing quarterback and doing things like that, we know what we can do offensively. But right now we're going to let Thomas pretty much try to get his feet back under him this week, going into region play, because next week's a big game going into Bullock. So we want him to get his feet back under him and get going and get back to game speed and be able to execute and get some confidence and get ready to go.
Talked a lot about the changes in the offense and working things in with Thomas being back. What about on the defensive side of the ball? Make any big adjustments for that over the last 2 weeks?
Well, you know, we had some success against Long County in a four-man front, so immediately we went back to the drawing board. What can we do defensively to get us in a four-man front and get John Phillip down on the line? He really comes off the ball well with his hand in the dirt and so that defensive end position. And so what do? We went, made a little wrinkle on defense. We got some different things. We kind of put in two packages. But the kids have done a good job executing that because it's a transition. We can run it at any time that we're on the field. It's just one guy, well, two guys flipping positions and handling it. But, you know, we're pretty good in our base defense. Even we don't think we are, but I thought the last couple of weeks we're pretty solid in our base. But the new defense we've got put in, you know, gives us a four-man front, gives us an idea of what we got to do. But the back end of it's going to put pressure on Bryce and Blake to be really, really good. So they've got to play real well on that back end. They've got to handle it. And, you know, we've got to make the adjustments quickly on the move. So with that being said, you know, we're going to give it a go this Friday and see what we can do. And I think we'll be okay with it.
The last two games, you talk about being able to adjust on the fly. You did a really good job of doing that, facing those two big electric freshman running backs from both Vaughn County and from Brantley County. Talk about what the team's strengths are on the defense, about how they can and are able to make those adjustments when it just seems like they're getting hammered in the first half of the game and then coming back and making those adjustments.
Well, it's just a tweak here and there. Sometimes it's just we're missing somebody or not reading the right spot or the right key. You know, and so you have to go back in, you talk about it, and then everything comes about. Or they might have a wrinkle that you hadn't worked on. The hardest thing for us is we can't make in-game adjustments. You know, you watch high school football, and if you watch – last two Friday nights, or the last three Friday nights, when you watched it, a lot of their offensive guys jog off, and they can make in-game adjustments with the offense. My guys just turn around, you know. And so to make an in-game adjustment is pretty – we have to really call a timeout. And so we have to be pretty smart of, you know, are we exhausted? Because I have to look at, you know, timeout-wise, when do I need to take timeouts to give our guys, a breath, and then – how do we make that in-game adjustment during that timeout?
So I have noticed you taking significantly more timeouts this year than years before.
Yeah.
You generally leave several on the board.
Yeah, I'm taking every one of them, you know, for water breaks and get our guys a breather. But it's hard to do that. You know, it's hard to make those in-game adjustments. You know, somebody's like, Coach, do you got a huddle sideline and do you have all this stuff? We don't even have the people to hold the boards to look at it on our phone. We don't even have time, much less, you know, doing any of that. We're trying to talk on the headset and tell our kids, hey, you got to do this. And they're turning around and they're breathing hard and they're about to die. And then I'm having to call a timeout and get the message to them and then try to make an adjustment in between when we punted the ball and when we're going on offense. So it's a challenge, but they've done a good job. And I think we'll get better and better as we go.
There you go. More to come on the Coach Brandon Derrick Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. I am on location from Nats Landing on St. Simons. This segment brought to you by Nats Landing and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, which is usually the time we start talking about injuries. Obviously, since we're first segment only talking about the injuries that have come back, I'm assuming that means we have not had any injuries during practice this week.
None to report. I think we're just trying to get healthy. You know, a few tweaks here and there. Jordan, Ham, Rice, a couple guys beat up a little bit, nicked up, but for the most part, everybody's pretty healthy and should be ready to go.
Going up against the Matadors of Memorial Day, we talked about this before a couple of times in the last couple of weeks. Is just that they traditionally, when we first started playing, they were a powerhouse. They were the one that you were really worried about. Now you just look at them and they're big, they're physical, but they're not particularly finessed, if that's an accurate statement.
Well, yeah, they're going to be pretty good up front. They'll be big up front. Have a few athletes. But for us, you know, we just got to go out and execute our game plan. Like you said, they used to be really, really athletic, huge, and could run. They run a pretty good system. And then the new coach, Tim, Coach Emily, he's trying to clean it up and get it fixed. And so they're kind of in rebuild mode. They have been the last couple of years. But, you know, we can't take anybody for granted. So we got to go in and take care of our business early on. We need to play at our standard and play up and don't play down. Talk to the kids about that, to play up and go take care of business early on and don't give them any chance, because if you give somebody an opportunity, they're going to get excited, and who knows what could happen. It could turn into a shootout.
Those were fun, but only when we wind up winning at the end. So let's hope that that doesn't come into at that point of it. But are they aired out, or is it more of a ground game, balanced?
What I've seen, they're going to be 2x2 most of the time. They're either spread 2x2 or they're in double wing type situation. They like to run the wing tee, but they do a lot of base blocking with it. Got a couple, like I said, pretty decent skill kids that can run. You know, we can't give up any big plays. We got to read our keys and hem everything up and tackle well in the open field. Quarterback, he's probably about average. He can throw it a little bit, but offensively up front, their old line, they hold the block not very long sometimes. So we got to be good up front defensively, get off blocks, put some pressure on the quarterback, tackle the running back in the backfield. We got to put them behind down in distance and behind the chains. If we can do that, we got a good chance of, you know, pretty much solidifying early on, and that's what we got to do.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Couple of times over the last couple of weeks, last couple of games, and having some issues with false starts. Is that something that has been effectively addressed, do you think, by this point?
Well, you know, we went to a vocal count this week. We've been going on the clap. Changed it up a little bit. The biggest thing is the false starts have usually come from the defense yelling something at us, or we're not looking at the football out of the wide receiver. So we've had that happen a few times. We have to handle that a little bit better and execute, and we've talked about that with our kids. So hopefully it will be addressed.
Okay. Special teams, I realized the other day after talking about your mid-season break, we are still technically at the midpoint of the season. I haven't really talked about special teams, how your feelings as far as the your assessment of McHugh and Mooney.
I think right now they've been doing a pretty good job. Sean's actually been more, he's got more of a role right now than just punting and kicking. He got moved in at tight end, so, you know, he's got to get himself ready to play there too. And, you know, it's an opportunity to go in and execute, be on the field, and get a lot of playing time. So for him, he's got to be a little bit more assertive on the offensive side. He's been playing a little bit at backup linebacker and being the punter and the kicker when we needed. He's done a good job this year punting. We've not had a ton of returns at all, and he's done a good job with the punting and keeping it away from the returning guy. And he's done a good job kicking off too, putting it where it needs to be to keep it out of the returning guy's hands. So, you know, I feel like we're pretty good. Today we went live with field goal, a little shaky at times. We got to tighten that up a little bit then tomorrow. So, but other than that, you know, the field goal, it was just the protection. So, once you get live, it gets a little bit better, you know. And so tomorrow, I expect us to be a lot better tomorrow on that.
Okay. We talked, and I think, you know, I was trying to save this for the final segment of the show, but I really want to kind of lead into it. We had a really good discussion earlier in the week about about the fact that, you know, Frederica Academy, a school of 400 students, 150 students in the upper school, and in the 9 years that you've been coaching here, how many was it we figured out that we have, that how many players you have sent to play on in the college?
I think last count was 11. You know, we still got some guys playing, some that went, then they decided not to play, but we've had 11 or 12 kids that have went on to play college football since we've been here 9 years. And, you know, had some guys that's had some opportunities that didn't even play, you know. We've been fortunate. We've had some good kids come through, and, you know, still got a good group of kids right now. And some of them, if they want to play at the next level, we're going to try to find them a place, you know. I try to tell everybody in Glenn County, it's often everybody thinks everybody's a Division I athlete, but there is a place. You want to play somewhere, we can find you a home somewhere to play some football if you want to play.
So how is it that you can take your program this small and develop these kids? I mean, when you look at it, that would be like, you know, basically Frederica looking like a Thomas Aquinas. I always get that last
say
the last
Aquinas.
One. Yeah, Aquinas. Yeah. I always say it wrong. But it really says something about how you approach it as not just about the game, but about the individuals playing the game.
Yeah, I don't make it a focal point to be football. It's about development of the kid, not just the football player, just as the overall kid. Academically, you know, that's a huge part. The school wants to be in that, but mine is, you know, help these guys lead, guide, and direct them in the right direction. If they call you in the middle of the night and they've done something wrong, it does you no good to scream at them. Just talk to them, see what needs to be done, you know, and share your experiences and get them where they need to be. They need to grow up, and they need to have some positive role models. And that's one of the biggest things for me is, you know, we're here to develop young men that's going to help the community down the road and, you know, be good husbands, you know, and be good fathers. And that's my goal. At the end of the day, that's what it's all about. Not necessarily can you run a 4 or 5 and score this many touchdowns. My goal is to make sure that you're going to be successful outside of school and that you're going to be able to handle yourself in the situations if it's presented. And so that's our biggest thing right now in Frederica, and it always has been. It's not about all the wins and the losses.
We'll be right back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Your proud home for the Frederica Academy Knights Brandon Derrick Coaches Show this season is Nat's Landing. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7:30 as the Knights head coach breaks down the week in Frederica Academy football. And of course, enjoy the flip-flop friendly atmosphere that has made Nat's Landing famous. 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons. Try our online ordering and let's go Knights!
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak, on location at Nat's Landing, St. Simons. This segment brought to you by Golden Isles Pharmacy. Now, coach, it always seems like we talk about, you know, the same handful of players every week. Who are some of the guys on the team, some of the players that may not get the name recognition, but you still recognize what they're contributing to this team?
You know, everybody's making a contribution daily. They don't have a choice, the scout team and everything else. But I thought last Friday, we played Long County, when TJ had to go out, I thought Burns did a great job at safety. He's done a good job all year of knowing where to be. He does a good job. He studies the game, and he knows where to be, knows what to do, and I thought he did a good job. I thought Burns played really well. You'll see him a bunch on the field this week. You know, he's rolling with those guys in there. And so we're probably going to roll just about everybody that we can this week. Everybody's going to get reps. We practiced everybody yesterday, a ton of reps. Today, a lot of the starters. Then tomorrow, we're going to do a lot of our younger guys. So, you know, I think that he's done a great job out there. I think Quan has come along. He's helped us a ton on the outside. And so Quan Vaughn's done a good job at wide receiver, trying to help us. One of the guys that really goes unnoticed, gets after practice every day is Tucker. Tucker McLean. You know, Tucker gets in there and he battles. Isai Hernandez is trying to give us a look. He's trying to learn the game. And Will Johnson, these are guys that are freshmen that are still trying to pick up what we're doing. And they have to go in there every day and they're like, we're going to get beat on again and again. But they're getting much, much better at giving us a look and doing things. And that's a big deal for us is generating a look at practice. And I thought this week we've generated some looks at practice and we've gotten a little bit better. Not every time is it easy. And so the guys have rotated around. I thought, you know, we've moved some guys and done some things and they get in there and give us the best look possible. And I'm excited for them. I think they're starting to understand what we're doing. And we're getting better and better. We just got to continue to get better every day and every week.
You made the comment after the game to Long County that you felt like this was the moment that it finally started to click, that the lights turned on some of the guys finally getting a full understanding of what's trying to happen. Is this these last 2 weeks of practice at Bio reinforce that for you?
I think so. I think they understood, not necessarily click, understanding football-wise, but what it's going to take, the effort that it's going to take every snap, to be successful. You know, if I'd love to say that we're good enough to overcome one mistake, but there's times that we're not. So we have to go and play. We have to play pretty much flawless football every snap, and all our kids have to be working, and everybody's got to be on the same accord and going in that direction. So I think that with that, you know, they push each other in practice every day, and for our guys to go out there, that last half at home kind of gave us that idea that we do belong. We're pretty good, you know, and we just have to go out and play hard and give great effort. If we can give great effort, we got a chance. Follow through with what we're doing, stick with the game plan. And sometimes that's going to be me, slowing the game down. Sometimes we have to speed it up. But right now, slowing it down and doing what we do really well. So I think that's our kids, and they did a great job, you know, last week against Long, or not the week before last, but in that second half, understanding what we needed to do to overcome that. And I think that's something they realize. They can overcome some adversity and rebound and have a chance to win the game.
There's been plenty of adversity this first half of the season. This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So this Friday night, taking on Memorial Day under the Oaks Frederick Academy campus, going to be having recognized at halftime the inductees to the Frederick Sports Hall of Fame. From what I understand, that includes the 2012 state championship team.
Yeah, 2012 state championship team, a lot of other individuals, and I want to say the 2012 volleyball team will be inducted. They'll be recognized at half, and then on Saturday night, they're doing the induction to the Hall of Fame, and very deserving. They started off, got that state championship ring early on in 2012, and so Coach Morgan will be back in town.
Good.
You know, I think he's coming back in town, and so it'll be one of those things. It'll be great. I think we have a lot of people there, and, you know, hopefully we can go out and perform at a very, very high standard.
What was that like coming in, you know, third year of the program, first year head coach at Frederica, following up a state championship title in the first year that school was even eligible to participate in playoffs? Was that, I mean, that was, how high were those expectations set for you then, or was it kind of, take a little trip down memory lane with us.
Going down memory lane, huh? All I remember is walking in and finding all the football equipment in my classroom that I sit in today currently, and I was like, wow, I've got to get some stuff organized right off the bat. And I thought to myself, you know, we're still building. You know, and I think they had graduated a ton of talent from that team in 2012, and I knew that we were about to get reclassified. So they had got to play in the single A, and we were about to get classified triple A the following year after my first one. So It was, how are we going to build this program to be competitive at that level? And I knew it was going to be a challenge. You know, I knew that Clint had done a great job to get them there, and they won the state championship that year before. But we had a ton of work to do. The expectations at Frederica, you know, is what we set. I think it's been what we've set, what our standard's been since I've been there. And you know, are we setting the standard to play for state championships every year and play for region championships? So in, what's this, my ninth year, 8 years, we've won 5 region championships at the highest classification, AAA, and we played for 2 state championships. So, you know, that's the standard that we've set. And when we got there, it was pretty much, coach, you build the program, we want you to be here, and you set the standard. And we've kind of set it at that. But, you know, in the back of your mind, man, they won a state championship, so you got to get something done. But it's going to be a lot more difficult at the 3A level than it would be at Class A. So we were fortunate enough to be able to do it and play for 2 of them. You know, we plan on being right in the thick of it again.
I was going to say, 2 so far.
So far,
2,
yeah.
So far. Well, the March to Mercer 2021 officially starts Friday night with the final tune-up game before region play begins for the Frederica Knights. Memorial Day Matador is going to be under the oaks at Frederica Academy campus. Kickoff at 7:30. Hope to see everybody out there. Thanks for joining us again for the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Nats Landing on St. Simon's. Join us every Wednesday night at 7:30 for the Coach Brandon Derrick Show. My name is Jeff Doak. See y'all Friday night.